Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is on the move by His Holy Spirit. He's helping many people win the loss and do things they normally couldn't do. The Holy Spirit has always enhanced men and women that would obey Him. You know, there was once a war in Israel, and the captain of the host wouldn't go to war without Deborah. And she was a prophetess. And this man knew not to do things without the guidance of God. And I wish that people were more like him. Not so fast to jump out there. In the beginning chapters of Judges, when Israel was about to go up and do warfare, I'm thinking of the Battle of Benjamin, when they were going to avenge the man's concubine who got killed in Benjamin. Israel went to war with Benjamin. And they asked the Lord who should go up, which tribe should go up, and the Lord selected Judah. He said Judah should go up. And then they do like so many people, they went and voted on it, and then other tribes went up. And then they got killed by Benjamin. That happened three times. But on the third time, they finally won. But it was at great cost and great loss. Operating aside from the guidance of God is not victorious. It's never victorious. And it caused you to have an unnecessary headache. Many times people think they can bull their way through. And they want to do something for God and they think that they can do it. It's not the way it works. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is always 100% victorious. Especially when it doesn't look like it. When you can take the Lord at His word. If somebody say, why do you do your ministry the way you do it? Can you say, because that's what God gave me to do? See, your works, your love, and the revelation of God should work together, not apart. All of your works, all that you do should be, and you know, the way it works for us, we have to be motivated by the love of God in obedience to whatever He reveals. Now you can put forth a lot of effort in life, but if you're putting forth the effort according to the revelation of the Lord, now you're in perfection. But if you put forth effort, any effort, outside the revelation of God to you, it's not the same. It's not perfect. When God say do something, if you do it in that time frame, it's going to be perfect. If you wait too long, like Israel did, He said, go up. Caleb and Joshua said, go up, let us go up at once. It was time for them to take the land. And the Lord was with them, ready to help. And the 10 spies said, no, they're like giants. We're like grasshoppers. And they didn't do it. And then the Lord said they would wander through the wilderness for 40 years. And then they felt embarrassed and downcast. Now they were supposed to go in the strength of the Lord. Now it's over. It's not going to work anymore. God is not going to give them the land now. And they tried to go up in their own strength and got killed. Many of them died because they didn't go in the might of God. They delayed their obedience. And their delay caused it to be disobedience. Obedience has to match time, or it turns into disobedience, and then you're without the strength of God again. You can't always sense the strength of God. It's either there or it's not. If God said go now and he gave you exactly what to do, if you do exactly that, you're in the strength of God. You're in the perfect and most holy wisdom of God. And you have to do it because he said do it right then, because faith is now. Taking your time waiting, that's not perfection. When the Lord say do something, begin it. When the Lord give me something to do, an assignment, from the moment he give it to me, it's fresh. I can feel the joy from it, and there's a peace that comes with the instruction. Those are methods I use to judge it. The revelation is in it. It matches things he already said. It makes sense from the heart up. It's a blessing, and I can tell. And I'm in agreement. So the first thing I do while I'm strong is secure what God said do. I confess that I'm going to do it and do it well. And I curse the works of Satan. I tell Satan, you can't hinder this process. I turn him off. I protect my family. I know I'm about to in a battle. So I just tell Satan he can't use anybody against my family. I pray for their lives and my loved ones and my church family. I pray for people around me, because I'm about to start something. And I do it at random. I say, Satan, you can't touch this work. You can't hinder me. A lot of people just dive on in without doing that, and people around them get hurt. If you understand spiritual warfare, you'll learn to be a warrior. This is a day you have to learn to be a warrior and protect what God has given you to do. And then I do it with enthusiasm. I run to God's will. Everything that I need to, that I'm not clear about, I ask questions. Not so that I can delay the process, but so that I can not fail somewhere. And I continually confess that I'll do all that's in his heart. Not mine, his. So that when he speaks to me or change or alter something, I can alter too. I can go with him. I can follow him. I can stay on path. And this works, y'all. Works good. It's easy because I'm operating according to the perfect will of God, and I'm operating in his power. I'm doing it in his strength. He's with me. I cannot fail, and I cannot die. It's going to be completed. This work that God has given me to do will finish its course completely. If anything, I will do more than what God had in place. There will be victory. There will be many souls won to the Lord because I will obey him. When the Lord first told me to do the radio broadcast, I was looking at the finances. I said, I got to get money together. I started a business. I got business license. I learned to do my taxes, my sales taxes. In my previous business, I didn't do sales taxes, so I had to learn all that. All of my old receipts, I just write sales tax included. I didn't know how to. I mean, I didn't do it that way. I did it. I learned it later. Everything I didn't know, I had to learn. And I set my business up and started the business a month before I did the radio broadcast. And the Lord spoke and said, and it was the last moment, you know, I had a window of time to obey God. And I was trying to I did prepare the business side, but I didn't get on the radio. I should have been on the radio a month earlier. But I had a dream. The Lord gave me a dream in His grace. I was standing in a cleaner's, and they have hooks that go around on a track, you know, to float the garments throughout the cleaners. It was a clothing cleaners, you know, dry cleaners. And I saw an empty hook coming, and I was about to hang a garment on it. And it was about to pass me, and once it got to where I could hang that hook, I started to hang the hook, and I woke up. And it was, you know, it was a clear dream. I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "Obedience will turn into disobedience if it doesn't match time." And that was the week that I went and did all the paperwork and got on the radio at WJLD. And I made my first tape. I used a cassette tape back then in 06, because that was the kind of machine I had. The first couple of broadcasts were cassettes. And something went wrong the second time, and I had to get a CD player. My wife bought me a CD player. And that's how it worked. But I got on the air, and I started making money, and I started paying the radio bill. Now, I delayed because I wanted to do it. I wanted to obey God, but I was looking at the money. I didn't want to be one of those preachers that start something and don't pay it, and don't finish and quit. I wanted to do it. I wanted to start and finish, and that's what I confessed. Now, back then, I didn't know some of the skills I've learned since then. What you're looking at can change your course. I was looking at the finances. When you go in the strength of the Lord, you got to look at Him. You got to look at Him. I had already put something in place, and it was destined to succeed. But I was not secure about it. We are secure in Him. We're complete in Him. And we have to know that. But when you look to Him, you make a... It's just like driving down the road. If you look 20 feet in front of your car, it's going to be a squirrely ride. You're going to be... You'll be driving tense. But if you look further down the road, you'll make all the necessary adjustments to make it into a smooth travel. You know, I drive all over Alabama, and if you look down the road, you drive smooth. If you look a few feet ahead of the car, you're always trying to make minute corrections, and it rocks the car. But if you want to drive smooth, look way down the road. You can see everything for what it is. And your arm will automatically make whatever adjustments in a smooth transition. So it is when you look unto Jesus in confidence. See, when you have confidence, that's steady faith. Your confidence is like steady faith. God, you're rest assured that God's got a plan, and you'll see it as it approaches, and you'll act on it, and you'll have what you need in time. You'll be able to judge and plan better. But if you're looking at money, that problem can become bigger than God. And you won't have steady faith. You won't have confidence. And you can't go forward as good. But when you look to Him, it makes everything better. He'll show you the options you already have. And you'll have to select those options. Sometimes the options is don't overspend. But sometimes you'll think, well, I got to do this because I'm doing that. I got to spend this money to do that. And then I'll do this. And it doesn't work. But when you're looking at him, he'll show you how to do what you got to do. How to trim your lamps in his wisdom. See, the way you handle what you have can also be the wisdom of how to handle what you, the wisdom of how to handle what you already have with the time frame you got. You can make better judgments when you're looking at him. But when you're looking at problems, you're trying to rescue yourself without the strength of God. I hope I'm saying this as clear as I intend to. When Israel was supposed to go to war, the Lord said Judah should go up. Every time they went to war, he said Judah should go up. And every time Judah didn't go up first, they lost. Every time they adjusted what the Holy Spirit had already said, they had problems they didn't have to have. People died that they needed. You can't be bullheaded with God and win. You have to be adjustable. You have to apply the wisdom of God. Steady faith, confidence in him, confidence in his strength, great confidence in his wisdom, confidence in his judgment, confidence in his knowledge, confidence in his love towards you. That's where you rest. That's how to rest. Doing exactly what the Lord has said. Now Satan is the one that's tense and frustrated and worried. And he's trying to get that fear and that anxiety on you. And most people get off track when they worry about, they get anxious over how other people are going to see them. Because they're doing something publicly. And if they don't have good confidence, then the enemy will try to deviate their focus off God onto the people. When I minister, I don't ever look at the people. I mean, if I'm ministering to a crowd, I can see them. But they're not my focus. Now, I've never seen God's face, but I look at him. I've never seen his face as he is, just like every other man. But I look at him. I look to him. Faith looks to God. I'm not trying to see God. I'm looking at him. I'm regarding his word. I'm regarding his promises. I'm going by what he spoke. And that's how I see him. That's how I look at him. That's how I stay steady in confidence. Faith looks to God. And I see those people out there, but they're not my focus. So when I minister in his strength. Because he remains my focus. If you look at them, you deviate. If you look at your problems, you deviate. If you look at your lack, you deviate. When you're doing what God say do, and you work as unto the Lord and pay tithes and offerings, he always makes a way. And we build our lives. And whatever we are confessing, that's what you should expect. I just thought of a new confession. If you're concerned about lack, like we all do sometimes, it's a real concern. Start confessing that you have more than enough ahead of time. And it'll give God something to work with in you. And it'll help you make better plans and judgments and finances. When you have some wiggle room, you don't go and blow it as fast. When you have opportunities to make more, you seize them. And you can start having more than enough, and you won't ever have to worry about lack again for the rest of your life. Because when you do things in God's strength, you mount up. Sometimes you just have to start where you have to start. My job didn't pay enough money for me to do the radio broadcast. I had to start a business on the side. Because I knew enough about people that they weren't going to support it. Like I needed them to. And you can tell when they're not, because they don't even believe in it. Most of the people you know are not going to listen to you on the radio. And if that's because they don't think much of it. And they're not going to support it. They may process it differently than you do. If people say, well, what station are you on? They don't listen to it. They just told you they don't listen to it. So if they don't listen to it, why are they going to support it? But I knew that it was important. And I did it because God said do it. And many more people listen to it than those that I know. Many people listen to it. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown and among his own family. So when you're doing something for God, the enemy don't want people to know what you can do. And people that know you, the enemy is trying to divide you. He tries to divide people from what can bless them the most. He knows that some of them would listen, their lives would be built. So he used family, petty jealousies and animosities. And, you know, people don't see, they don't judge you as a man of God or a woman of God like others would. And that's how people are. And that gives Satan something to keep them from hearing you. But don't be moved by it. God's got somebody else that'll get them. If you're doing your part, it's working. And you do what you're doing in their sight. Even that's a blessing because you don't quit. And some Christians will expect you to fail instead of praying that you don't. Because people are selfish like that. I am sorry. And I don't even like to say that, but it's true. Sometimes you have to judge things from the point of God's word, and you look at all the facts, and that's part of the equation. That's how it is. And the Holy Spirit knew it. And he had me doing things, assignments previously, so I knew how things would go. Not that I'm making bad confessions. That's just the way, those are the facts. But over time, we'll change those facts. See, facts can be changed. Jesus' own dear brothers, they didn't go out with him. They stayed in their own hometown. They didn't travel with him. They didn't go out in ministry with him. But eventually Jude, you know, we believe that Jude was the brother of Jesus, and he came around. He got his mind right and wrote a book that was so concentrated. Just one page is very concentrated. Full of the wisdom of God. People change. And you have to, you know, and that's the blessing. And that's what you look for. But if you look to men, you can get disappointed. But the Lord can show you how to overlook men and go forward and do his work anyway. Especially when you're steady in his strength. When you have that confidence, that steady faith. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.